Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
There comes a point where we all need to be prepared to walk. What do I mean by that? Listen, if you're a speaker, oftentimes you negotiate rates, you negotiate the speaking, travel, the opportunities, all these different things. And I get it. Early on in the beginning, when you're supposed to be taking every speaking gig you can find because basically you need practice, I get it. There's a time that makes sense. There's a time to take the gigs to get the practice. But listen, once you've been out there for a while, there comes a point where you need to be prepared to walk. If someone is just looking for a speaker to fill a slot, my question to you is, do you even want that speaking gig? I know I don't. Early on in my career, sure, I was honored, I was flattered when somebody said, hey, can you just speak to our people? It felt great. But there comes a point where you have only so much time in your life. You can't create more time, and so therefore you got to be very choosy, you got to be very selective. And now when the deal is being made, when the terms are on the table, if you will, for negotiation, many times I want to serve the people. I want to hear their heart, I want to hear what their needs are, but I am prepared to walk. And just this happened recently. Someone asked me to speak to their organization, and it sounds fascinating, it sounds fun, it sounds great, but it's another thing. And once we got to talk about the terms and this type of thing, we talked about a certain fee, which was great. It was fair for them, fair for me. But then they said, you know, we want you to take part of that fee, and we want you to buy assessments because we want you to come in. We know you're certified in this certain personality test type thing, and we want you to actually include some of your fee for the assessment for the people there. And in my gut, I just knew, like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just not gonna do that. Why would I do that? It's not a speaking gig that I desperately need. And so I went back to these people and I basically said, hey, listen, I'd love to speak to your organization. I think it's a great thing. I think your people are amazing. And here's what I need to make that happen. I need you guys to cover the assessment because the fee that I'm coming to speak to your people, you know, this is my professional fee and this is what it is. And if you're cool with that, great, let's make it happen. And if not, then I'm probably not your man. And I said that not in an arrogant, not in a cavalier way at all. I mean, I honestly knew that if I took that gig and paid some of it for the assessment, I just wouldn't feel good. I would feel like, you know what? This isn't the best for them, it's not the best for me, and I would feel a little bit of letdown. So I let them know that, and I was honestly prepared to walk, truly. And sure enough, they came back and said, no problem, absolutely, we'll cover that fee for the assessment, and we'd love to have you. And in the end, it wasn't about winning and losing, it wasn't about, you know, who's calling the shots, this type of thing. I just know that, you know, look, I didn't get bald for no reason here, right? As I've spoken now for decades, I just know that in my gut, if we're negotiating the terms and if it doesn't feel right, if it just doesn't feel right, you gotta say it up front, because otherwise that is gonna be chronic pain. And then when you go to deliver on the stage that day, you're not gonna be bringing your best. That is going to be sideways energy that you still have. It's like that stone in your shoe type of thing where it's just going to get worse. You got to address the stone in the shoe. In fact, one of my friends, Linda Outka, talks about that. In fact, her book is called Pebble in My Shoe, I believe. And it's a great concept because that's what she is talking about. She's talking about how you need to address the stone in the shoe now. Otherwise, you walk for miles and miles and it's just gonna get worse. So in the end, I wanna challenge you, if you don't feel in your gut that this is right, be prepared to walk. And as a result, you'll walk away with more confidence. Even if you lose the deal, you'll be stronger, and you'll continue to be a soul on fire. So this is Cary Oberbrunner. Make it happen today. Be prepared to walk, and go be living out your opus every day. If you don't know what that means, check out The Deeper Path. All right, we'll see you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.